You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Unfortunately, Kansas had its first COVID-19 related death.
Oh, no.
According to Governor Laura Kelly, the patient who died was a man in his 70s from Wyandotte County. He lived in a long-term care facility and had underlying health conditions that he was receiving treatment for at a local hospital for cardiac issues. Testing was done after he died, and that's when it was discovered that he carried COVID-19.
Wow. Prayers, condolences out to that man and his family. And this just goes to show this thing is nothing to play with, especially with our elderly folks that we got.
The authorities are working to find out more about what the man was doing in the last 2 weeks and who he came in contact with that he contracted it. Up until this point, it's all been travel related.
Right.
And because we only have, you know, a few cases, we're able to kind of track the path. But at some point, it's going to become so much that we're not going to be able to track that path anymore.
Yeah.
Lots of precautions that you can take. You know, but they're saying that possibly we could have a third of our country that will be infected at some point.
Did you hear the reporters and Governor Parsons yesterday? It was trying to go at him.
Why isn't the state of Missouri testing at the same rate as other parts of the country?
Well, we think we're testing at the rate we should be testing at. You know, we got plenty of tests in the state of Missouri. You know, we're trying to make sure everybody, from a medical perspective, that things like they need to be qualified to be tested, we're testing. I don't know if that's been turned down for that.
Well, we've heard from people who've said, I took my spouse, they came back from overseas, they have a fever, and the doctor said, sorry, these are the state guidelines.
Well, I think you're back to the medical professions. You're going to have to trust their opinion like you would any other disease or any other virus that's out there. I mean, I think the medical professions are the ones should be in charge of
it. Forgive me. I think in this case, the doctor is saying they want to test, but they can't because of the state. Either is.
I've not heard that. I've not heard that where a doctor said they can't test because of the state. I haven't heard that at all.
There's not a huge ready access to tests. That's the truth.
Yeah.
There's not enough tests out there. If you want to prevent the disease, they say wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not available, you can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you cough or sneeze, do it into your sleeve or use a tissue. Dispose of the tissue immediately into a closed bin and then clean your hands. Clean surfaces regularly with disinfectant. For example, always clean kitchens, surfaces, and work desks.
And I did that thoroughly here yesterday.
I brought my own Clorox clean up here because we don't have cleaning products out here.
Right.
And the janitorial staff, they don't clean off this desk.
Hey, sometimes we just got to do stuff on our own to prevent something really bad from happening.
We're going to be talking with Mayor Quentin Lucas in the 7 o'clock hour about why he decided to call a state of emergency in Kansas City and what we can expect with the coronavirus in the coming weeks.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620, look for highs in the lower 50s today. Partly sunny and a little cooler than yesterday. Clear 38 right now. And KCK, Shade was popping.
Schools, festivals, sporting events all shut down for coronavirus. Now you can add the happiest place on earth. Disneyland in Anaheim, California, released a statement that they will be shutting the parks down until further notice.
Gotta do what we gotta do, y'all.
Wow. In that statement, they said, while there have been no reported cases of COVID-19 at Disneyland Resort, after carefully reviewing the guidelines of the governor of California's executive order, and in the best interest of our guests and employees, we are proceeding with the closure of Disneyland Park and Disney California Adventure beginning the morning of March 14th through the end of the month. We will monitor the ongoing situation and follow the advice and guidance of federal and state officials and health agencies. Disney will continue to pay cast members during this time.
You know how big something got to be to close down Disneyland? God.
He's a billion-dollar business.
Yeah, and like you said, the tournament, NCAA tournament, NBA season, that just shows you how deadly this thing can be.
Utah Jazz player Rudy Gobert took to Instagram to apologize for not taking the coronavirus seriously.
He need an ass whooping.
I'm trying to tell you.
Like, quickly.
Every time you think about what he did, hook. Yeah. That's what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, every time I think about it, again.
Yeah, because if you didn't know what he did, basically he had a press conference and they were, you know, making light of the coronavirus. And on his way out of the press conference, he touched everybody's recording device that was up there on the podium with him, including the microphone. And then his teammate got it, like, 2 days later after that.
Charles Barkley is currently in self-quarantine as a precaution after feeling sick amid the coronavirus outbreak.
Wow.
Other radio stations across the country are getting plans in place about what they're going to do if people have to self-quarantine. My friend in California said that they're giving them equipment to take home.
I'm pretty sure we are going to be up here. That's the plan.
They not gonna set nothing up for us?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure we just gonna have to be up here.
Child, if they give me that equipment to take it back to the building, I don't know. We might not never come back up here.
I don't obey you. You don't tell me what to do.
Brian.
What?
What is
lost
that?
Lost your mind.
What is that?
Something I had from you a long time ago. I'm telling you, we playing A, B, C, D, and E.
I'm about to take a note from Megan Thee Stallion.
What?
I'm going to get my lawyers involved in this.
Lost your mind.
You ain't got no lawyers.
Yes, I do. Oh, my Lord.
You ain't got nothing else?
I got other stuff to do, but you, as usual.
Mess you up.
Yeah, you go with the shenanigans, and then you know.
I mean, this is just things that you be doing on our favorite radio station.
Hot 103 job.
You already know.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I wanna tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the morning grind. Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad though?
I turned 30 on Wednesday, right? I got all this stuff planned for this weekend. And this damn coronavirus wanna come up out of nowhere and shut everything down.
Mm. All right, so let me ask you this. You live to be 30. Do you wanna live to be 31?
See, I serve an amazing God, and he got my end date regardless. So I can't live in fear and worry about a virus that might not even hit me.
Hey. Oh, should have bought a Honda.
You okay?
Help me tell my bota. She says she got a clear and present help, Brian, that supersedes any.
Rudy Gobert thought
that too. Do you hear me?
Okay.
But I pray for the families that are experiencing going through this tragedy because it is, you know, bad. But man, I'm mad that it had to go down like this. Thank you.
Well, just celebrate it next month.
I'm going to celebrate it all year.
What's your name?
My name is Quinique.
Happy birthday, boo.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.
One time for the birthday cheer. Two times for the birthday cheer. Three times for the birthday cheer. Go ahead and visit your birthday cheer.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ayy. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family grinding like you do a rose. Need the first
Hickory Mill School District.
What up?
Hey, Sanders School District.
What up?
Hey, Independent School District.
What up?
All my Kansas City kids. Hey,
what up? Young kings, young queens, do for others today. Mm-hmm. Spread love. It's the Kansas City way.
Look at that. I like that. Biggie.
Good morning. 6:54 today. Look for highs in the lower 50s. Right now, you're clear 38 in KCK.
The Kansas City Public School District has been preparing and working extremely hard with a number of community organizations around the COVID-19. We take this situation seriously. We understand the urgency of what's happening around this country and also with our international counterparts. As we head into spring break, we have been in constant communication with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, the Health Department here in Kansas City. We've been in constant conversation with our mayor. We've been in constant conversation with our area superintendents. That's a part of the cooperating school districts. We are all in this together trying to figure out what is the best route to take in case of a mass emergency. How do we make sure that we're properly educating your children? If they aren't at school, how do we make sure that children that need to be fed will be fed? Those are the things that we're committed to doing here in the Kansas City Public School District. And I want you all to know that we have this completely under control. Our team has met. We're meeting with our board of directors. Our goal is to be able to provide you a thorough update sometime on Wednesday or Thursday during the spring break week that would allow for you to have a thorough understanding of the future plans as far as our school district is concerned around COVID-19.
That was Kansas City Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Mark Bedell talking about the decision to close school today into spring break. Olathe also made that same decision, Brian.
Definitely a smart decision to add on an extra day. You can't be too safe in these situations with the kids.
This is true. This is giving folks an opportunity to come up with plans and to even go back into schools and sanitize while the kids are not there.
Yeah, it's always good to buy a little time with this.
Yesterday I went to pick up a few things at Price Chopper. All disinfectant wipes gone. All tissue gone. Lines wrapped around the aisles. People were getting things like the Armageddon was coming.
I don't understand the toilet paper, why that's sold out all the time.
Well, because people are thinking that if they have to self-quarantine, that it's a 14-day process.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be in the house and you're going to have to boo-boo.
So blunt.
What was... It's the truth.
It's just funny the way you put it, that's all.
But I already keep, you know, a 12-pack of tissue at all times, so I didn't need that.
You and my mother. Nobody keeps more toilet paper than y'all.
You just never know. Oh. You know, when what if you get a bunch of company?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I can dig it.
But this is a serious situation, Brian, so much so that Mayor Quentin Lucas called a state of emergency here in the town.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, I got a chance to be the guest speaker at the National Junior Honor Society induction ceremony at Martin City Middle School yesterday.
Hey, I know the kids was happy.
Shouts out to Principal Dodge, Assistant Principal Leach, and Miss Jai, who is the advisor.
Yes, congratulations, kids.
It was beautiful. So many of the young people had really, really, really good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what I talked about was that when I was in school, I never received any honors. I was not one of those students who would have been in this induction ceremony, but I hope I gave them a good little message to encourage the rest of the students that were there who may not have been a part of it to try to do the best you can in every situation.
Reach one, teach one.
It was beautiful. Oh, they gave me a cord though. I am an honorary member of the Martin City Middle School NJHS.
Congratulations.
So I finally got an honor. Finally!
Since your role model of the year ran out.
Well, I mean, like being a part of the Honor Society.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's so dope to me. Like, really? Today we've been talking about coronavirus, and I don't know when this is going to end. You know, we don't want to feed the beast, Because sometimes information overload can be like that, where you start feeling like, okay, when y'all gonna stop talking about it? But I think that so many of us are continuing to keep a focus on this because there was a period of time where we were not addressing it, which caused this thing to multiply.
Right.
And so now we're trying to get the information out so that hopefully if we go another 2-3 weeks, it'll be done and we can all move on. We can all go back to running our business and all go back to That's from The Wiz.
I'll go back to having sports on TV.
So I posted a question on our social media pages. How worried are you about the coronavirus? And so far on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, 3 very worried, 9 somewhat worried, and 7 not worried at all. On my personal page, 2 very worried, 8 somewhat worried, and 19 people not worried at all.
I will say that a couple days ago, I was not worried about it that much, but now it's been upgraded to somewhat worried with all the cancellations.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23, look for highs in the lower 50s today. Mostly cloudy and 39 right now. Raytown, Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Pisces friends. R&B singer Glenn Lewis is 45 today.
And don't you forget it.
Yes.
Don't you forget your way.
The Canadian Stevie Wonder.
You from Canada?
Yep.
Wow.
This was the height of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Takara Jones, we just talked about the other day.
Love her, boy.
She's 39 today.
Voluptuous.
Rapper and actor Common.
I just want you to know,
your whole being is beautiful.
He's everything.
I'ma do the best I can do,
cause I'm my best when I'm with you.
He's 48 years old today.
Love that song.
Tristan Thompson, NBA basketball player, 29. And one of my favorite rappers from back in the day.
When the scene unfolds, young girls, 13 years old, expose themselves to every Tom, Dick, and Hank. Got more stretch marks than these hoes. Time that they got rank.
Okay. Happy birthday, Cool Joe.
This
from
is
Goody
when
Bomb.
I was in the 94 Nissan Central.
Oh, Lord. Happy birthday, everybody born on March 13th. And Shay is beside herself right now.
I don't know why that tickled me. In my Nissan Sentra, I thought I was doing it too.
You already know. You better come on.
I know I had to get it together.
Are you crying right now? Really?
You had to be there to get it.
Get yourself together.
I just want my baby.
I used to go in.
Bam.
I used to get a hair car wash on a 94 Nissan Sentra.
You used to get a what car wash?
A hair car wash. Like, I was in a... Hey, I was driving a Benz or something.
You are beside
this
yourself.
This was the first car I bought myself, and I was so happy.
I have never seen you like this before, fam. We gonna go to break and make sure
no,
you get yourself.
No, don't do that.
Okay,
wait.
Well, come on in. Come on with it.
Wait. Wait. Okay.
Oh, she is tickled, y'all. I've never seen her like this on any. We've said a lot of jokes on this show, and she's never been this.
Wait
tickled.
A minute. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Right.
Feds say that rapper Kodak Black was allegedly under the influence when he assaulted a prison guard. Yeah, they say the rapper beat up the guard after he tried to intervene when Kodak had a bunch of inmates hanging in his federal prison cell.
He's not that big of a guy.
Yeah, I know. 3 inmate witnesses later said the ZZ rapper was under the influence and they were in his cell trying to calm him down.
I hope so.
To get himself together because they're not playing with Kodak no more.
Yeah. You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Schools, festivals, concerts, sporting events all canceled in anticipation of the coronavirus spreading. Good news this year. It'll be the first year I'm going to have a perfect NCAA bracket.
That's good for all of us, Shay.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Mayor Quentin Lucas is on the line. You called a state of emergency here in Kansas City. Mayor, what pushed that decision forward?
We saw what has happened in some other areas. The way this is spreading, you usually get a cluster in a community, then it just keeps spreading and spreading. And it's been at a lot of these larger events. And the large event then leads to folks getting impacted. So as I and my public health officials, we're seeing what's happened in Seattle, the New York metropolitan area. We thought that containment is vital, and that's where you see the large event ban here in Kansas City.
Other than, you know, the necessary washing of hands and trying to keep everything clean, what other precautions do you think that Kansas Cityans need to know about?
You know, a few different things. One, we've put a ban on large events, but frankly, you know, this doesn't mean that you can't still do more. And so, for example, you know, curtailing those visits to nursing homes and other communities unless you actually have some need to be there is, I think, an important step. Another thing that we're doing as a city is banning all non-essential travel, frankly, almost banning all travel. If you don't need to take that trip, and I know you wanted to go to do who knows what, you know, question whether that's the time. I was going to go see actually my sister and her 6 kids down in Texas this weekend, and I've elected not to. I mean, so there are a number of just kind of smart steps you can take each day. And then more than anything, if you start to feel sick, stay home. This is just a time where you don't need to wing it. Make sure you stay home, follow those good precautions.
How long do we foresee this state of emergency being in place here in Kansas City?
So we made it a 21-day state of emergency, so we can come back and evaluate. That gives us through the end of the month. I understand that, you know, we're going to evaluate. We're talking every day, and if it's the sort of thing where it looks like we may be out of harm's way, I would be excited to be able to lift it. But if not, you know, I think we're going to be gone for a chunk of the spring. So, you know, for probably March and April, I would tell people things are going to be different. You're not going to do all the same activities that we're used to. A lot of folks are going to lose money, particularly if they work in the food business, hospitality, restaurants, et cetera. But, this is probably important for us right now to keep the community safe.
On yesterday, we saw our first death out of Wyandotte County in the state of Kansas. And I think once we start seeing these fatalities, it makes us maybe take it a little bit more seriously. Have you heard or have you experienced people who really don't think that this is necessary here in our area?
All the time. I mean, we all got those fools in our world that are like, oh, it ain't gonna hit me. This ain't got nothing to do with it. It's a government conspiracy. I will tell you, it is not. As somebody who works in government, we wanted all the money from the Big 12, from everything going on, from the concerts. So this is not a decision we take lightly, but I think, you know, and if there's a reason to be concerned, looking at that fatality in Wyandotte County, the state of Kansas had already announced 4 other cases. This was not one of them, right? We've spent a lot of time in this region talking about the fact that most of the cases have been people who traveled somewhere and brought it back. This was not one of them. This is, as far as I could tell, a gentleman who caught it from the community here. So that means that there was somebody walking around Wyandotte County, and likely they've been to Kansas City, Missouri. They may have been to Johnson County. Right there, there is community spread that we have right now. We just don't know it because we don't actually have all the testing happening. So what I take from that is, yeah, we need to be vigilant in our procedures to make sure we're not seeing more of those over the days and weeks ahead.
Speaking of testing, if someone is feeling ill, where can they go to get testing, particularly if they don't have insurance?
You know, at this point, we're still saying call your physician. And I think the problem is a lot of people say, well, I ain't got a physician. True. So I would, you can call our public health department in Kansas City, Missouri. Start with 311. They'll start to direct you to the right opportunities for it. But, step one, if you're feeling ill, they say call a doctor first. Go through the symptoms, and then we go on from there, because what we don't want is a flood of people just at the ER that are potentially infecting others, or frankly, if you're somebody who might have a different issue, getting infected by somebody else.
Mayor Lucas, please keep a bottle of hand sanitizer on you at all times. We cannot afford to lose you to this, all right?
You know, I'm gonna stay safe, man. It's crazy times, but we're gonna come out of it.
Do you got tissue?
Oh, y'all do.
Yes, he does. Mayor Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for updating us on the state of Kansas City. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So my friend is celebrating a birthday this weekend in Charlotte. I already bought the plane ticket. Brian, I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah. I have my Lysol wipes. I've looked at several videos about where you need to clean. This morning I was watching the news and they said clean the trays, clean the seats. I'm gonna clean everything. There's not as much traffic on planes right now.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I'll be back Sunday.
Nah, you need to get tested before you come back in the studio.
What do you mean?
You're not gonna infect everybody in here if you get something.
You sound ridiculous.
Yeah, all right. They told you no traveling.
Who said that? Nobody said that. They said don't travel if you don't have to, and I have to.
Okay.
I'll be fine. I'm going to be taking precautions. Trust.
Mm-hmm.
So as we've been talking about all of the closures, Disneyland closed.
Yeah.
KCPSO, Olathe School System, closed into spring break for concerns about coronavirus. The House Democrats released a coronavirus economic relief bill. They've been getting some pushback from the Republicans. So I want everyone to keep their eyes on this. What this bill is asking for is for free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave, and expanded unemployment benefits for those laid off related to the virus.
It's a real situation for a lot of people.
It's a multi-billion dollar package that the Republicans are pushing back on. They're trying to add an abortion thing into it to try to get that passed as Americans are worried about what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we posted the question, how worried are you about the coronavirus, with the responses very worried, somewhat worried, or not worried?
As an educator, initially I was not too worried because I'm like, it's overseas and it's only people who are traveling out of the country or on cruises. But now they're closing universities and colleges, and throughout the country now they're causing elementary, high school, school districts to close, which is going to cause a domino effect too for parents. Because if schools are out for 3 weeks, parents are going to have to determine where their children are going to go for that length of time. And now in every state, almost in every city, there's at least numbers of coronavirus victims or cases. And if you go anywhere, a buffet, anywhere where there are multiple people from different places, you have to be concerned. I would just venture to say those people who are not concerned at all, I'm not sure where you're living, but all you have to do is watch the news. It's spreading across every city, every state, and now definitely every country.
All right, what's your name?
Loretta.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got a message from Julie Jones yesterday that the Blessed Dress Free Prom Boutique was going to be canceled for today.
Oh, man. That's sad.
They're going to wait and see if school systems are going to be holding proms. Like, at this point, we're unsure of what is going to happen.
Yeah. Got to stay on the safe side.
This is true. So in light of all the information that you've seen or read, how worried are you about the coronavirus? From very worried, somewhat worried, or not worried at all?
I'm somewhat worried now. I will admit that I wasn't worried, too worried about it, you know, 2 days ago. But now, NBA is closing. There's no March Madness as of right now. Schools are closing. Universities are closing. And you mentioned earlier that these are billion-dollar businesses. So whenever the bottom line is thrown out the window, I know that is real.
Let's go to line three. How worried are you about the coronavirus?
I'm not worried at all, for real, for myself, but for older people, I'm kind of worried. Like, I'm somewhat worried just because of the age and how it affects people over 60. But I think I'm more worried about the shortages out here of stuff.
Yeah, we just experienced our first death in Kansas, and it was a man 70 years old who had some heart conditions. So definitely the older population and those with pre-existing existing conditions definitely are at greater risk than those of us who are younger and don't have those types of illnesses.
What's your name?
Lathea Kelsey.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All right. You guys take care of yourself.
You too.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821. Look for highs in the lower 50s today. Right now, you're cloudy at 39 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's pop?
Coronavirus fears have shut down Disneyland, Brian.
Never would have thunk it, man.
Mickey and Minnie, what is they gonna do?
They gonna hibernate.
I don't think mice hibernate.
They don't?
I don't think so. Other parts of Hollywood have been affected as well. Release dates for movies are shifting. Fast and Furious 9 was supposed to be coming out May 22nd. Now they're pushing it until April of next year.
Damn! Wow.
No Time to Die was supposed to be coming out in April. I think that's the next
Bond
movie.
James Bond.
Yeah, that's coming out in November now. And A Quiet Place 2, which I was excited about seeing in March. They don't even know when they're going to put that out. Talk shows have been shutting down live audiences. The Late Show with James Corden. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Watch What Happens Live. The Wendy Williams Show. Wheel of Fortune. Jeopardy. Jimmy Kimmel Live have all shut down their live audiences.
All the babysitter TV shows.
Tom Hanks and, of course, his wife Rita Hanks have shared that they are carriers of the coronavirus and they're being treated in Australia for that disease.
Mm.
Ooh.
Take care of yourself, man.
For real. Mm. Megan Thee Stallion, I know she hoping Carl Crawford might get something, but they still battling it out on this lawsuit over her right to get paid for her music.
Oh, not Bush!
According to Bossip, the label owner, Carl Crawford, filed a motion to have Megan's case put on hold indefinitely and have her allegations of fraud, bullying be decided by a private arbitrator.
Mm. Oh, Megan. She just need to come to me for some comfort, that's all.
You don't have enough money, Brian.
It ain't got nothing to do with money. It's about quality time.
No, it's about money. How... She ain't in court for cuddles.
Me and Mayor Lucas.
She ain't in court for cuddles,
me
son.
Me and Mayor Lucas, we'll handle this, all right?
How you gonna put the auspicious, the honorable part of this shenanigans?
Because he loves Megan Thee Stallion as well.
You have never heard him say that.
If you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Don't put my mayor in with that. Don't do that.
Every man loves Megan Thee Stallion. Trust me.
I'm going to text him and ask, because I don't think he want to be a part of this.
I was at the office the other day. He was bumping one of her songs.
You're a liar. Yeah. You're a liar.
Can you prove me wrong?
You are a bow-legged. Yes, I can. I will call him.
You know he listens to the station.
Move along, young man.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'm going to do, I'm going to do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who's this?
Mikhail.
All right, let's see what you got.
No matter what your friends try to tell you, we will fall in love.
We'll be there every little step
I make.
Be together.
She's trying to laugh her way through this.
She is.
I'm going to let it go.
I am. But,
he's so loud, Brian.
You got a $30 Kansas Lottery scratch ticket prize pack and entry into that grand prize drawing for your shot to get 4 VIP tickets to see DaBaby when he comes to the town May 29th.
Hey, okay.
By the time he come here, we be done through Corona out, child. So what station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jams. Don't forget to slam that Z. You hear me?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.